This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
What's so extraordinary about what's happening politically right now is that Robert Mueller and the FBI, they are rogue agents of the deep state. They're violating law, violating due process. The FBI just staged a massive raid on a whistleblower who had turned over documents showing the criminality of Hillary Clinton and Uranium One. And in fact, Robert Mueller was involved in that cover-up. The FBI is a rogue agency, and Robert Mueller is a rogue prosecutor whose entire appointment to his position was illegal, fraudulent, and unconstitutional to begin with. Remember, it was James Comey who illegally leaked government information to the press to call for the appointment of Robert Mueller based on the idea that Trump should not have fired James Comey. That was the entire premise of the special prosecutor investigation. And from that, then, Rod Rosenstein, who is, of course, another deep state actor, appointed Robert Mueller, who has ties to the Clintons, of course, to conduct a special investigation. And Robert Mueller has been running around generating crimes. The only thing that he's indicted Americans for is lying to him. And by lying, the way that works is Robert Mueller will acquire all your emails, all your documents. He'll raid your house like he did to Paul Manafort. He'll get all your financial records, every tax statement, everything. And then he'll sit you down and demand answers for 60, 70, 80 hours of interviews. And he'll ask you questions, and then you have to verbally reply. And if anything that you say in a reply, it varies in any way from the documents that he has seized. In other words, if you say the wrong date, the wrong number, if your taxes last year were $50,000, but you say it was $52,000, oh, guess what? You're being indicted by Robert Mueller for felony lying to the government. So Robert Mueller is out of control. And the only crimes that people are guilty of, like, you know, Paul Manafort and others, is not remembering the exact numbers and the exact dates of things. And that's what they're getting nailed on by Robert Mueller. Well, guess what? This has got to end. This deep state lawlessness has got to end. And the word is that Trump has been ordering people within his administration to take action. And he's got Whitaker at the DOJ. Of course, the deep state is attacking Whitaker. But there are other people inside the Trump administration who are anti-Trumpers, and they're refusing to carry out his orders. Well, something occurred to me recently, which is that the president could stage a national appeal to the people, and he could deputize veterans and law enforcement officers and even concealed carry holders to be temporary federal agents to mass arrest the deep state actors who have taken over this country, who are lawless, and who are refusing to recognize the outcome of the 2016 election and refusing to follow the orders of the president. I'm talking about a mass arrest of deep state criminals carried out by the people who are deputized and, in essence, authorized to do so by the president himself. It's like the last-ditch effort to save your republic from being completely taken over, because this is what's happened. The deep state has taken over the country, the bureaucracy. They've taken over the courts. They've taken over the tech giants. They've taken over the DOJ, the FBI. They've taken over the media. They've taken over the universities and schools. They've taken over, well, Congress now, I mean the House now, and only the Senate is still in the hands of the Republicans. And I guess you could argue the Supreme Court. But John Roberts is fishy, so who knows? The point is that it is now apparent that these radical deep state anti-American operatives are going to utterly destroy Trump if they get the chance. They're going to probably try to have him assassinated. They're going to take over every last remnant, every last institution of America. They're going to outlaw conservatism, silence the speech of everyone. The tech giants have already done that. They're going to criminalize everyone who was a Trump supporter. They're going to deplatform and demonetize everybody who loves America. And they're going to turn America over to the globalists. They're going to steal the 2020 election. They're going to open the borders and flood America with a wave of illegal immigrants. And they're going to subjugate America to the EU under climate change nonsense and other similar things, trade programs. America is at the precipice. America is about to be overrun and lost. Trump is going to have to pull out the Trump cards and really, really authorize the people to take their country back. And I wonder if he's setting up an opportunity to do that, because I guarantee you there are tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of Americans who, if authorized, would absolutely engage in citizens' arrests, would deputize federal agent arrests of the deep state traitors. And Trump could simply publish a list. He could put out a list of who needs to be arrested, who needs to be interrogated for their crimes against the United States of America, their treason. And then those people could be subjected to the indictments and court procedures. And if found guilty, under current U.S. law, if found guilty of treason, they could be sentenced to death by the courts. And there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Americans who are willing to take action to help save their country if authorized by the president. These people aren't going to just do this on their own. They're not going to just, you know, declare themselves to be the new vigilantes or something like that. They would have to be authorized. There's a lot of people who are angry out there. A lot of people who are fed up with this, with Robert Mueller, his lawlessness, and the criminal cronyism of Hillary Clinton and Peter Strzok and the lying left-wing media that fabricates fake stories and fake sources like The Guardian, falsely alleging that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy. Completely fabricated. Obviously handed to them by British intelligence. That's an MI6 hit piece. Because MI6 is about to be exposed too. If Trump goes public with the documents, they will expose MI6 as a treasonous rogue intelligence organization that is off the reservation, that conspired to destroy President Trump. MI6 conspired with U.S. intelligence, which includes elements of the FBI, the DOJ, as well as the CIA. Go look at what happened to Papadopoulos. Look at the treatment of Paul Manafort. Look at the setups. Even that meeting in the Trump Tower with that Russian woman, what's her name, Veselnitskyak, or I can't remember the Russian names, Niskaya, Veselnitskaya maybe. But anyway, she was a setup. She was put there by the Clintons. It was all a setup to trap the Trump administration, while at the same time they were all being spied on using illegal FISA warrants. And Barack Obama is a treasonous traitor. He is a criminal who authorized all this. He was at the top of it. And if anybody needs to be going to jail here, it's people like Barack Obama, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Peter Strzok, John Brennan. These are traitors to America. And if the politicians in Washington will not follow orders and arrest and indict these traitors, then President Trump could bypass that and go directly to the people. Because the government is really just an extension of the people, by the people, for the people. Remember? That's what Abraham Lincoln said. And the founding fathers, of course, described similar principles. The government should only have powers and rights that are granted to it by the people. The people are the ultimate source of political power in America. And if there are rogue agents inside the government who are lawless, who are unconstitutional, who are out of control, who are violating the will of the voters, who are committing treason and trying to overthrow a presidency, then the people have the right, if authorized by the president, they have the right to mass arrest those people, indict them, and put them into the court system to be tried for treason. And there's a list of probably thousands who need to be tried for treason. And some of them are currently pretending to be journalists, by the way. Some of them have conspired with intelligence agencies while working for the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN, what have you, the Guardian, as we know, the BBC. These are rogue, anti-American traitors. And there is a scenario where they could be mass arrested. So we'll see if that happens. Trump seems to be holding all of this to himself right now as a form of political protection. But he needs to expose these people, even if it's the last thing he does, even knowing that he himself might be removed from power. He needs to expose the deep state. He needs to tell the truth, release the documents, let the American people wake up and see exactly what has happened. And thousands of people need to be arrested within the deep state. That's the only way to get our country back. So let's encourage the president to do something dramatic like that, that can restore law and order, restore justice, and restore transparency, or we lose our country. We are very close to losing it right now. It's almost gone. But stay informed. Read Trump.news and also watch the videos at brighteon.com. Brighteon.com. That's the new YouTube alternative. Uncensored videos, a lot of videos on similar topics like what you heard here. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.